Commissioner of Education in the state of New Hampshire, Frank Edelblou, and he's joining us live. He's also a former gubernatorial candidate, and people forget, I don't. He barely, almost beat Governor Sununu, barely beat Frank Edelblou in a primary. I think it was 800-some votes, I may be wrong. But he's joining us with an educational update and more. Commissioner Edelblou, thanks for joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jack. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, you know, I thought, you know, I've known you over the years. You have a very interesting background. I'm a little bit out of the box, as you know. I don't fit always into a box, so I'd be a tad contrarian. Why talk about Donald Trump all day showing up at the courthouse for an arraignment when everyone else in the world is? We'll get to that. Let's talk about some New Hampshire issues, if you're game.
Yeah, we've got a lot of great stuff going on in education, so I'd love to talk about it. I don't know if you've seen in your social media thread at all, or maybe on one of our billboards or on our bus wraps around the state, but we've got a campaign, New Hampshire Loves Reading, going on right now, which is really trying to spread the message of the importance of early literacy for children. We've got a website set up at nhlovesreading.org. We've got all kinds of video resources and other types of resources that are going to be helping our teachers, helping our teacher preparation programs, helping our parents, our grandparents, everybody who's working with children to just make sure that those kids get a good foundation in literacy, which really is kind of the foundation to all of learning as we continue on.
Now, you're in your second term as commissioner, correct?
That's correct.
And what would you say the high points are? We're out of the last few years of craziness, in my opinion, remote lasting from a public point of school, a public school point of view, lasted way too long, including New Hampshire. But that's sort of the past. What are the high points now? What's working with public schools? What are the challenges?
So actually, Jack, if you look around the country, New Hampshire is increasingly recognized for our innovative approach to solving problems, to making sure that children get a good education. That means that we are creative and innovative with programs like our Learn Everywhere, which allow students to earn high school credit for work and learning that takes place outside of the traditional classroom. As you know, we've got a strong and vibrant charter school, approach where we're basically creating these really pockets of innovation, and then that innovation gets to spread to our traditional schools. So another area that the rest of the country is looking at, and quite frankly, is a little bit jealous. We are as well playing in the education freedom account arena, which allows families to make educational choices for their kids. And that's also, you know, we're probably not leading. I think some of the other states are getting a little ahead of us on that, but we're continuing to move down that pathway.
Frank Edelblou, Commissioner of Education, live. Good morning, New Hampshire, the pulse of an H. Jack Heath, J-Dog of the Boards. Commissioner, I want to ask you something. Obviously, not obviously, nothing's obvious anymore, but clearly you have the support of Governor Chris Sununu in education and heading up public education in the state, or you would not have been named to a second term, and the council. So my question is, you just mentioned the education accounts. What are they called?
Education freedom accounts.
And you mentioned charter schools. Now, yep. I, as a talk show host, can tell you, and being the dad of a teacher, I'm a big fan of anything that's creative and innovative in education. I think sometimes education gets a little stale, and I just think that out-of-the-box thinking is always good in business and in life and in education. Why is it that those two things, like I've actually toured charter schools when they first came on. I don't even know. We have more than people think. A lot of people don't know they're part of the public school equation. Why do they get a bad name by some people in the legislature as, oh, they take money from public schools, they're bad, or these freedom account, these choice, oh, this takes money from public. Why is it always emotional when you bring these things up? Why is there such an emotional charge and the name-calling starts?
Well, I mean, I think what you have to recognize, Jack, is that innovation in education has been going on for some amount of time here in New Hampshire, and there's a certain group of folks that are going to resist any change that takes place, which is really disappointing because we've got educators across the state who want to embrace these changes. They want to push these changes forward. And yet the system itself tends to resist that change. When you look at each of these different types of policies that we're putting in place, they are creating opportunities for children, but they're creating opportunities for our educators as well. And so I'm a big supporter of making sure that our educators have an opportunity to move forward and grow and expand their horizons. We want our educators to be the leaders in the country and, quite frankly, the world.
Do you feel you have a good relationship with the administrators of the superintendents and the public of the districts, as well as the NEA of New Hampshire? Do you have an open dialogue?
We try to have open dialogue with, I have open dialogue with everyone because I'm willing to talk to anyone. Anyone who cares about children and wants to help the education of those children move forward, I'm all ears and I am willing to sit down with anyone at any time. So I have great relationships with a number of administrators across the state. Truthfully, the NEA and the AFT, the teachers unions, have probably been one of the pockets of most resistance to change as we try to move forward the education system. But even there, we are continuing to have conversation and work towards solutions for our children and for our teachers.
Now, let me ask you this. Public education in some states, I can go back to Virginia with Governor Youngkin and Terry McAuliffe. I can go to Maine, they've had a lot of debate, Florida, and New Hampshire in the last few weeks, parental bill of rights. Now, these types of things do not originate in your office. It's a legislative-driven, if someone's going to propose a law, it's usually a state representative or senator, state senator, and the governor can, you know, weigh in on that. So I'm not going to get into all that with you. But public education is becoming much more of an important issue to voters, to parents of all ages, to young parents, and I think it cuts across all political lines and denominations. I really do. So my point is, you have quite a position here. You have a lot to say. You've been leading the head of public education now into your second term. You also ran for governor. We're heading into, as you know, a very busy several months. A lot of focus on the presidential primary, first in the nation presidential primary here. I'll come back to that in a moment. But you did very, very well as a Republican candidate running for governor when Chris Sununu first won. You've been education commissioner. Governor Sununu clearly is not running again for another term. He hasn't officially said that, but I've been told that. So the governor's race seems to be wide open. Jeb Bradley on my show, Republican Senate president, has touted Chuck Morris, former Senate president, as someone he'd support. Kelly Ayotte, former U.S. senator, is out there talking with people about running. What about Frank Edelblue? Would you consider a run for governor again this cycle?
So, Jack, I mean, I love serving the state. I love serving the citizens of the state. I think in this role as the Commissioner of Education, as you point out, two-term Commissioner of Education, I have brought my business background to the forefront in all the innovation and the way that we can efficiently administer the programs. And New Hampshire deserves and wants strong leadership. And so I do think I have a lot to contribute to the state, and we'll just see what the future plays.
But no, but I ask you, would you consider a run for governor again?
I absolutely would consider that.
Okay. And does it matter to you, like, how the national thing plays here? Like, in the St. Anselm College poll, and Governor Sununu's weighed on this, and he may run for president. Governor Sununu's in the St. Anselm poll. But, you know, it shows that Donald Trump would win this primary, and followed by Ron DeSantis, and so forth. And I guess Governor Sununu would be third in this poll. It's only a poll. Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy. Would that make you think twice? Do you think Trump is a good top of the ticket, you know, in New Hampshire for the primary, or does it not matter to you at all?
Yeah, so truthfully, I'm not a big fan of Washington, D.C. and what goes on down there. I think that, you know, as a country, we are stronger when we have strong states. And so my efforts are focused on the state of New Hampshire and making sure that New Hampshire is the best state in the country.
All right, we'll get you back in soon talking public education. Frank Edelblue, Commissioner of Education, thanks so much for weighing in as our first newsmaker this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye.